Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is January 7th, 2023. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season with Christmas and New Year's, and you're safe and warm and snuggly in your home. It has been in the West Coast a downpour drenching, and we are so happy for that in the West Coast. Those in the Midwest and the East, we welcome you also. Thank you for joining us live, 9 to noon Pacific time, every single Saturday, except maybe, you know, the best of it. Every great once in a while, we have to have a break. And I'll tell you something that I just really feel bad about. And I sit here and brag over and over, year after year, about how I, though need to lose a pound or two, have good health due to what? What is it that I eat during the season that makes me healthy?
Egg McMuffin?
Well, that's the first thing.
Oranges.
My Placer County Mandarin oranges, Mountain Mandarin oranges, in my opinion, this is my opinion, this is not a medical, I'm not giving advice, the safest way to stay healthy is eat 4 to 5 mandarins a day. And I'm not talking any mandarin. It's got to be mountain mandarins from Northern California because there's something in the soil. Well, doggone it, they started running out and they're getting all gross and old and I just don't eat them anymore. And sure enough, guess what's happened? Listen to me. I've got a cold. And I got sick right around the time I stopped eating my mandarins because I'm out. Yeah, so it works. I am a testimony that my mountain mandarins from Northern California make me healthy. But, you know, I don't know. I've found one here. I've got one in front of me that's looking actually pretty good right now.
Now, are these the cutie you can buy?
No. Oh, my gosh. Don't say that brand.
Well, I'm just asking.
No, those things are not as good as the ones up in Northern California.
Okay, cuties are grown in the valley. Like
wherever they're
Fresno
grown.
Or down
yeah,
there.
I don't know where they're grown, but they're not a mountain mandarin. You have to look for mountain mandarins.
Oh, I didn't know that was a brand.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it's not a brand, but it's known as mountain mandarins.
You've heard of a mountain man? Here we have mountain mandarins.
Mandarin, yes.
It's very different. I can't survive in the wild, but peel me.
Mountain mandarin.
I'll help you fight off a cold.
If you're in New York, Chicago, Illinois, I mean, or anywhere in Illinois, you better ship those things out from Northern California. I tell you, it's worth the money to get those things out there. But you know what? We do have a few other off brands coming on because those of you who don't know, I do have a very small orchard, like 36, maybe 40, I don't know, mandarin trees, apple trees. And I really love the fruit that bears on all of our trees. I eat it fresh, and I think that helps me stay healthy. Except now. So there we go. There is the scientific evidence. Frederick Penny, Radio Law Talk host, knows nothing about medicine or health and is the epitome of no health. Actually, I just gave you some advice on eating mandarins. Oh, that's crazy. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not take anything we say serious. Don't go to court and say, hey, this is what Radio Law Talk said. Look, seek local counsel. We're not giving you advice at all. Or even medical advice. Kind of, but, you know, not medical advice.
Yeah, look, if you're out there, you know, and getting ready to start some round of very aggressive treatment for some ailment, do not. You go, well, you know, I was going to do that, but I'll have some mandarins. And no, don't do that. Don't, this is not medical advice.
Sir, we're starting out.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Yes,
can you sign this document before you go in for heart surgery? You know what? Why don't you just cancel? I've got four mountain mandarins here. I'm good.
One of them has a blue ox named Babe. No, sorry. That's
different.
That's wrong. Different.
Yeah, don't listen to me for medical advice, by the way. So, anyway, we're excited to be here. Denise, how was your holiday? Good. I haven't seen you in a while, have I?
No. I've been gone. It was really nice holidays, very quick.
Good, good.
Yeah,
we're back
very
to the grind, aren't we?
I got some bling.
Oh, she's got new bling.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Bling. Very
Oh, charming. My God.
Yeah, it's as shiny as our producer's face.
Ooh.
All the fuss is gone. Snatter's job is over.
Yes, your face is clean.
Yes, thank you.
Let's see. Call us at 855 Law Radio or 855-529-7234 if you want to call in. We have case or no case. We're going to talk about what? Todd hands me something. Just say, what is it? We did what?
We did Cohen.
Okay.
1217.
All right. We're not going to do Cohen. Okay. We're going to do Rick Singer, Scott Peterson. I want to talk about the most expensive lawsuits of 2022. And that's what's important. We've got about, I'm telling you, we probably have 50 topics to go over today, and we're not going to obviously get to all of them. So we're going to pick. We're going to do like a lottery as to what lawyers want to talk about, which ones, right?
So if you're playing topic bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're playing topic
bingo. We should have uploaded a sheet for topic. Okay, who had... You get a Radio Law Talk T-shirt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we've sent a few out. If you do want one, you can always ask. And this, we're not guaranteeing them, but we have people ask for T-shirts, and they've got them. They received them in the mail, and they thank me.
One T-shirt per listener, please.
Yeah, and info@radiolawtalk.com is our email. And we're also going to talk about we've got a few little lawyer jokes, we might say, but... Given that, you can set us up, Cal, for case or no case, just set us up? Or are you ready just to lay out the beginning of it?
I can give you a brief conk. Many times people leave a job under less than favorable circumstances. And when they do, sometimes they get irritated. And then when they get irritated, they act out against their former employer. And our first case or no case centers around that just such a story. When a man gets fired from a very good job, and decides to make his company pay, shall we say.
Oh, that's
so that's the tease. That's the tease you get.
What did you do for the holidays, Cal? I know we want to get started here, but I want to know what you did, because I haven't had time to talk to you.
I took the time off. And
stop. I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah?
One thing that you guys don't notice on the radio, there is no Santa beard anymore.
It's all gone.
For you little kids listening, there is a true Santa, and he's sitting across the room with us behind the hermetically sealed glass.
That's true. Now, in 2 days, I want to share this with you. In 2 days, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter will observe, I say celebrate for me, but not for her, will observe our 52nd wedding anniversary.
Nice. Where's the clapping, Cal?
Well,
you're in charge.
Well, I don't. I hate to figure out. I hate to clap for myself. But
I feel sorry for Donna, but good for you.
I reminded Donna that, and she, of course, went.
Don't!
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Way out.
She's like, what? Now I've hung out with 52 years for you. Why?
52 years.
Well, you know what you can say, Cal, and I know this. Unless we're not going to get in details because we're very good friends.
Yeah.
What people don't realize, especially the younger generation, is you're going to have disagreements and arguments. That's part of marriage.
Well, I keep telling
and everyone's like, oh, yeah. No, but see, Cal probably learned, I don't know if he's learned the two words that I learned in my marriage that make me very successful 37 years.
Oh, I know.
Stop snoring?
No.
There's that.
No,
shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly it. Those are the words.
Those are the two words.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
You're so stupid if you try to argue with your spouse.
Yep.
You know, and here's the best part about our marriage. Yes, ma'am, and I still go do what I want anyway, and I just have those puppy eyes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. No, you did that on purpose, even though I said not to. Oh, you're right. I forget. I'm just so busy I forget, dear.
Here's the key to a successful marriage.
Yeah.
It's easier to obtain forgiveness than permission. That's all you need to know.
There you go. Hey, don't give us any advice.
I was just going to say,
Todd,
for those of you
advice.
In the military, it's three words. It's ma'am, yes, ma'am. Okay,
We don't want Todd's advice on marriage.
Yes, you notice I'm very very silent on this issue.
We'll be back. We'll do our case or no case.
Yep, lots of stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, including our first case or no case of the new year. That's next right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed and dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Oh, stop it.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're back for the most important part of Radio Law Talk. That's Case or No Case. Roll it, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right, here we go. Case or No Case, ladies and gentlemen. First one of the year. Please play along. Remember, no wagering. Albert Lozondo worked in Texas at an oil field near Lubbock. Worked is the operative word because he was fired from the job and given a ticket back home to Louisiana on a Greyhound bus. This made him most unhappy, and he thought, how can I make it difficult on my former employer? So he drove his work truck from Lubbock, Texas, all the way to the Atlanta airport and took Delta back home to Louisiana. But he took the parking ticket and the keys and hid them under the seat of the truck and didn't tell them where it was. He wouldn't answer the phone when the Drill Well Oil Company called, and they finally sent him a registered letter. He replied with the honest location of the van, Row J, slot 144. But, of course, he didn't say what parking lot it was in. So the company decided to call the police, report the vehicle stolen, and went to their civil attorney and said, we are going to waste a lot of time trying to find this vehicle and recovering it, and we want Albert Lozondo to pay. So, lawyers for our company, do we have a case or no case? Fred Penny, what say you?
Wow, that's interesting. So, he basically is mad, drives to, it's Atlanta, you say?
Yep.
Airport, parks it, keeps the key, leaves the keys in it, and walks away.
Yep.
So, they go after him. I don't know the laws back in Atlanta or Georgia. He's an employee. I say that's a real case. That's very interesting. And I think the employer loses. They try to sue him to find out where it is, and they lose. He doesn't have to tell them.
All right, Todd, what do you think? There's Fred's response. Case and employer loses.
Okay, well, I agree with Fred that they have a case. But I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say that the employer wins because my guess is...
Employer?
The employer.
Okay, the Drill Well Oil Company.
Yes, okay. Because there is a... there's probably in the employment contract, and by that I mean in the employee handbook about use of company property. If a vehicle is given to you to use, you're supposed to use it and return it, make it available. And so as a violation of that... company policy when he was terminated, not returning the vehicle where it was found and then whatever happened, I would say that because of that, the employer will win because the guy breached his contract.
So a matter of contract law.
Yeah.
Denise, what do you think about this, case or no case?
Well, at the time he took the van, the work van, he was terminated. So he didn't have a right to the work van at all. And the fact that he did cooperate by telling them where it was, but didn't give the appropriate details.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, little troublesome.
What's your address? House with the crabgrass. Drive till you're directly
the second tree.
Drive till you're directly under the Earth's sun. Turn left.
Yeah. And I'm just going to do it, just because I'm not going to let you have a point. I'm going to say no case.
I told my wife this. I said, listen, you can tell who the meanie is, because every once in a while, when something is really obvious, they're going to go, I don't care. It's not... And that's fine. Whatever you want to do.
I'm going to say no case.
Okay, no case. Well, here's the story. We have a little bit of time, so I can give you the answer to this. First off, you need to know that after this came up, the policies of the Drill Well Oil Company changed. After that, every night the truck keys had to be turned back in, and going forward, if a person left for whatever reason, they had to go through the checklist, keys, because they did not follow their own policies in this case. They did not. And when I say in this case, I mean no case.
What, so it was actually just like a...
It happened,
and, yeah. It was like a story in the magazine or something that what happened, and they...
And this guy did this, and it was just so clever. Oh. And I think it was actually in a magazine relating to employee law.
You know what the thing is, Cal? The problem with case or no case, you're giving people bad ideas. We need to do a disclaimer. Disclaimer, don't do this to your employer. Don't listen to case or no case. And do hide the keys and go park it at a parking lot.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. And if you're an employer, remember, if your employee has company property, make sure you get it back before you give them the final check. I mean, that seems pretty standard, doesn't it?
Yeah, before you terminate them.
Yeah, luckily.
Keys, you're fired.
Well, you wonder, some though, you know, some of them, you know, the states are, you got to give them their money immediately, and when you fire them, you have to do stuff like that right away,
yeah,
right?
Right?
You can't just, you know, here, give me the keys, or I'll give you your, and I'm not giving your check until then. There's rules about, you got to, when you fire them, you got to hand them a check within a certain amount of time.
That's right.
And they say, I'm not giving you the keys, then I'm not giving you your check. Well, you probably better check with your employment lawyer, because you still might have to give them the check.
Right. Is it a civil or criminal matter when a guy just steals? I mean,
Yeah, that's what they can argue, that he stole it, and they can try to claim that.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Where you could have argued a bailment.
Yeah. I'm not certain if we covered this, but on the issue of the last check due, I remember there was I think it was Arkansas. There was a case where a guy left the employment of his employer, and he wasn't given his money. He kept hounding the employer for the money, and the employer got ticked off. And then one day he wakes up, and the entire amount that he was owed was sitting in a pile of pennies.
Pennies, that's right.
Driveway.
Oh, man.
I remember that. That was case or no case. Or no, it was a real case or something.
I couldn't remember if we covered it or not, but that was...
I remember the marijuana dealer up in Alaska that had to pay taxes, and because he couldn't have a bank account, because he had that, he took pennies and he flew and he paid the IRS like directly in pennies, and it was like pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds.
And they have to take them.
And they do.
Yeah. Good for
him. Yeah, it was. It's okay.
You see the IRS agent 1, 2, 3, 4.
By the way, next hour on Case or No Case, if you run over your neighbor's dog, are you responsible or are they?
The answer is yes, if you're on the reservation. Indian reservation. Yes, you are, by the way.
I didn't know that.
I already know the answer. So, Rick Singer, when we come back after this short break.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations coast to coast. And we thank all of them for what they do. And we thank you for listening to us. And we'll be right back after our bottom of the hour break. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
USA News update. More fallout following the death of Tyree Nichols days after he was violently beaten by police in Memphis. Two sheriff's deputies in Shelby County, Tennessee, have been relieved of duty. The sheriff says he's concerned about their actions and has announced an investigation. President Biden says the video deeply pained him.
It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground, with one being heard saying they hope he gets stomped for running away from the police after he breaks free.
How they stomp is that? Smith was calling for other cars because him and Martin were chasing him.
Officers then tackled him and started kicking and punching him while spraying mace. Nichols can be heard screaming for his mom. Nichols died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving now former police officers. The officers have since been charged with murder.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about Rick Singer. Those of you who don't know, that's the famous 2019 college admissions bribery scandal that he was the mastermind behind. And Denise and I were talking about he has just been convicted. Well, he's been sentenced finally, and he was sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison. And Todd's going to mention why it's better to be sentenced to federal prison than state of California prison or other states, depends on the state, when it comes to how much time you're going to actually serve.
Yeah, it's actually better in California.
Was it vice versa?
Vice versa.
I meant vice versa.
In California and in a lot of states, you get your statutory credits, which means essentially for every one day you're in, you get credit for that day plus another day on just a normal felony case, not a strike, not something serious or violent. What that means is if you have a 4-year sentence, for example, to serve in state prison, you're going to do 2 years. You do half of it because of the way you get credit.
If you're good.
If you're good, and it's really, they assume you're doing good, so you got to really do bad to get those credits taken away. In federal cases, though, you do 85% of the time. You do 85%. So if you get sentenced to 10 years, you're going to do 8.5 instead of 5 that you would do in a state prison.
Right.
This guy here, 3.5 years,
3 years, he'll probably serve around.
He'll do 3, yeah, about 3 years.
And is it, are federal prisons like harder than state prisons?
Well,
like the
it depends, because there are some that are just the white-collar crime prisons that are lower security ones that aren't as bad.
Yeah, you know, when they talk about hard time, that's sort of a term of art, if you will. What makes it hard time? For example, in some prisons, hard time is, yeah, you are in your cell 23 of the 24 hours per day. You get an hour a day to go out and do stuff, but then you're back in your cell. That's more difficult. Some prisons, it's hard time because of the culture in the prison. You know, is it a long-term prison? Are there gangs? Do you have to? And then you have the white-collar prisons where some have described it, now look, I've never been to prison, I hope to never go, but some have described it as being more like a country club atmosphere, you know. Ooh. Oh my gosh, hey, this is like staying at a five-star hotel.
A
one-star, you know.
Let's go out and play pickleball tomorrow.
Yeah, oh my, yes. Gee, Madge, we played pickleball, and they used wiffle balls for it. Those aren't even symmetrical. How are we supposed to... This is such a hard time. So,
Who is it? Maxine Maxwell? What's Maxwell?
Just Lane.
They showed her walking and walking around a nice track, and it showed a kind of picture of the prison area. It was kind of a low security prison area, and it was like, well, just taking a walk.
I don't think she's a huge risk. You know, she's not like going to be violent or something like that.
She's in there for life.
In there for life?
Well, it's going to.
Well,
be.
Well, given her age, it's.
I don't remember how many. It was like 25 years, 22, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever it was, but anyway, Singer, and I turned to Denise. I said, Denise, this is ridiculous. He gets 3.5 years in federal prison for doing, you know, basically defrauding, intentionally defrauding people for the admission scandal, you know, embezzling money, et cetera, et cetera. And Elizabeth Holm gets, 11, 12 years, whatever that is. And Denise brought up a great point when she pointed at me and said, what? You said, but.
But he cooperated.
Exactly,
he helped get a lot of other people arrested and convicted and or they pled because of his involvement. And he did surveillance, actually. He actually did undercover surveillance and video, or not video, but audio taped and did all kinds of stuff to help.
He wore a wire?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, here's what's interesting. Here's the guy's the mastermind that talk about a turn. All right, this guy's going to help us. By the way, you shouldn't be doing that because it's illegal. But then he's turning on you. You know, it's like if a guy's that dishonest to be up front doing stuff like this, I think you won't want to trust him when you do anything with him.
But. Yeah, but also the monetary amount was very much less. With Elizabeth Holmes was...
True.
What, billions?
Yes.
And he's more in the millions?
Maybe, even not even that, yeah.
Yeah, he got at least up to a million.
I told you the story is he was heavily recruiting in California.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the time.
Sacramento.
As I'm saying, in our towns, I know this high schools. I remember when he was up here, I never talked to him. I didn't do it. My kids were already gone, but not that I would do it anyway. But I heard someone, once he got arrested, say they were just at our high school. A person actually worked for us said, I remember him out of the high school coming and talking. Yeah. Hey, I'm here if anybody needs help. And, you know, they didn't do it. Nobody talked to him. But at least not to my knowledge. But it's like he was around knocking on doors.
Yeah.
At high schools, you know, hey, I'm here to help you with your, because there are companies and people that really, that's what they do for a living. They help you apply and do well and get in colleges. And those legitimate companies that help you do that. Cause it's a racket. It's very difficult to get into colleges and know the system and how to do it. And there's little tiny things that you should learn and how you should apply.
Yeah.
You know, tell them some issues you have. I mean, lay out some positive and negatives and how you've struggled in life. And, you know, this is what the college likes to hear, that someone that has persevered, stuff like that, they'll know, right?
Yeah, just as a suggestion, a general suggestion, you know, when if you have a child that is looking to get into one of these schools, and one of these companies comes around and you're looking for something to help your child get into the school, you know, if one of the selling points of the company is, hey, and you won't even need to take the SAT, we'll have somebody take it for you and get a good grade. Those are ones that I would stay away from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those are
ones. That's a red flag?
That's a red flag.
Oh.
You know, if somebody is coming to you you saying, well, tell you what, I realize that your kid has zero athletic ability at all. In fact, just trips over their own shoelaces playing hopscotch their entire life, has never left a video game, but, you know, we may be able to get a scholarship for them on the rowing team.
Whoa.
You know, that may be a red flag.
I'm sure.
Okay.
You've got some, at Radio Law Talk, we help you out.
We're givers.
We're just giving out great advice here. Denise, is that, do you agree with that?
No. I would say no. Heck no.
So basically 3.5 years, there he goes. Finally, I think this thing is being put to rest, and we don't have to worry about college admission scandals anymore. I know we're going to talk about Scott Peterson, but I want to talk about Jen Shaw of the Salt Lake City Housewives, right? There's the Beverly Hills. Go ahead. You want?
Wasn't there? There was another Varsity Blues kind of scandal that came up recently, and the state. It was against a state university, and the state itself, the state courts, got rid of it. So it was very similar to this, yeah. And I wanted to look that up.
We'll look it up. And next hour we'll talk about it. But I want to talk about my daughter-in-law, my daughters. They like to watch. Do they have the Beverly Hills Housewives or what? Housewives of L.A.? I don't watch this stuff. So
yeah.
They have Orange County. They have Beverly Hills. They have New Jersey. Salt Lake City. They have New York. They have Atlanta. And then they have Salt Lake City. And they have Miami, too.
Okay, well, whatever. I guess Cal and I aren't there watching it every day.
Not missed every episode.
No, but doggone.
I watch most of them.
Do you really?
I do.
Well, my daughters love the Salt Lake City one. And my, you know, because I like Salt Lake City area. I think it's beautiful. By the way, just a little side statistic. My understanding, again, don't quote us, but my understanding, they're finishing what's called the Mayflower in Park City. Mayflower is a massive ski resort, and I saw it. They're building with the cranes, they're building the hotels. Once that one is done, they're claiming that, again, they said, right, that now Utah will be the number one ski destination in the United States and maybe take over Colorado. Colorado's obviously the number one, right? But I don't know. We'll find out. But the point is, they're building like crazy out there.
I've been to Park City. You and I went
That's
to
beautiful.
Park City.
Crazy.
An amazing place.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
Building so fast.
Oh, and it just, remember, with
beautiful.
You literally can walk out of your hotel and hit the slope from your hotel.
Let's shout out. It was the Regis. We were at the Regis, remember, for a conference?
Yeah.
Was that the Regis?
Was that the Regis?
Yep. I believe it was the Regis
beautiful.
In Deer Valley. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Gorgeous. Where you take the gondola up, and then you take another gondola up to the hotel, and oh, it was just nice.
Yeah, it was really fun.
But anyway, let's talk about the. So we're talking about the Salt Lake
City.
And our
spouses were with us, guys. That, you quit looking like that.
No, I was just talking about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh.
We go to break. I'll give you a little fun fact because this comes up. Breast implants. City with the highest number per capita.
Oh, I know that.
Salt Lake City.
All right, but Utah will never be the ski capital of the world until they legalize marijuana. That's just my own opinion.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big
deal. So the slopes in Utah are not necessarily the mountains?
Are we talking about...
Oh, let's end on that. We'll come back hour two. Join us. Oh, they're high-fiving each other. That's Denise.
That was good.
Only Denise can say that. We'll be back.
Yep. Got to move in more film material. We'll be back with the last segment of this hour for Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is the best show ever on that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Well, I apologize. I said next hour. I said next segment. I forgot we've got a. I can't see. Just so you know, there's like four mics in front of me. I can't see the timing. But anyway, we're going to talk about Jen Shaw, and what it comes down to is. She really does come from a very poor family and has kind of, rose from that occasion and become successful, but according to the government, at the expense of others illegally. And I remember, again, my daughters and daughter-in-law watched this, and I watched it one time. And I don't care how you did, I watched it one time, but it was very interesting, and it was the time that she talked about she's going to fight this and beat it and that type of thing before they, try to prosecute her, and she actually pled. And before that, though, they arrested her while she was filming the Wives of Salt Lake City. So that was interesting, too.
Did you get to see that part?
When they arrested her? No, yeah. I looked for a video on it. I didn't see it.
It probably didn't make the show.
Yeah, I wish I did. I was trying to see, at least you can see on YouTube or something where it shows them arresting her, but they were literally filming, and they walked in and grabbed her, So
and at gunpoint, from what I understand, they had their guns.
No, see that's no. Come on,
it's a bit excessive.
You know what? Sometimes
they got to get dramatic.
I know, but between you and I, that kind of bothers me sometimes. It's like, you know, throwing guns down, and yeah, I can see him going. Are you going to cooperate or not? Yeah, yeah, just no big deal.
No, this is what she said to her son, Omar. She said, Mommy is so sorry for the trauma you endured when you were woken up at gunpoint.
Yeah.
The officers know there's camera crews there, so before they actually go and execute the warrant, they're all getting primped with makeup and stuff. Okay, now make sure you get my good side, okay?
Make sure I need a little more shadow in my cheekbones.
Oh, okay. Can you
She shows her at there. University of Utah with a... Is that her? Does she have a son that plays for the University of Utah? But it shows her the picture with her husband at University of Utah. My son will be confused with, so maybe he's sitting... Okay, they're just at a game, and it looks like... The football player is probably not their son, but the boy in front is practicing what dad is practicing. I'm trying to figure that out. Anyway, long story short, she is a little bit of a, a little bit of a dramatic person. And she apparently, generally speaking, was defrauding the elderly.
Yeah.
And that is when you defraud the elderly. Cal, that's you and I, by the way.
That's a real problem, Fred.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I have my limits right there. That's it.
That's it. So it comes down to making sure that you better be careful if you're trying to get stuff out of the elderly.
Yeah, in California, if you defraud the elderly, you are looking at treble damages right off the bat.
Now, elderly, let's define that for a second. Because I looked at the press release from the prosecutor, and what they said was many of these people were 55 and over.
Older.
And I'm sitting there going, well, come April of this year, everybody in this room and Cal will be 55 and older. So apparently I'm elderly now.
Yeah.
But you get a lot of perks, so take advantage of it.
Hey, you know.
McDonald's discount, Todd.
Well, what about my grandma used to say she'd go eat stuff. She'd be like eating the grapes for nothing. Would she start eating stuff at the supermarket? I go, Grandma, don't. You're kind of stealing there. And she goes, I can get away with anything. I'm 89.
My mom, she gets a Taco Bell Pepsi every day, one of the small ones, senior ones, for free. Every day, one for free.
But for purposes of elderly with the treble damages, for example, in California, elderly is 65 or older. 65 and over. That's the elder abuse statute. And I think most of the states are pretty uniform. But in this case here, I mean, some of the underlying conduct was online or over the phone sales through telemarketing of online business opportunities.
Here we go.
And then they would take the list and give them to other sub-departments within the same overall scheme to now sell, well, here's accounting services to help you with your online business that you're running. And these people were getting billed for all of these services, and when they did the investigation, there were a lot of them that didn't even own computers. How are you running an online business if you don't even own a computer? And that was problematic.
Well, here's ready for this.
And she was one of 30 defendants.
Yes.
It wasn't just
her. There was a lot of them. Yeah, she was part, and her assistant was one of her assistants or something to that effect. But here's the interesting thing, is they're asking now, Bravo, is she going to be canceled from the show? I'll tell you right now,
she won't.
She's the reason why that show is not only one of the most popular, but as of the Housewives different series, this one's one of the more popular ones. It's because of her, as weird as that sounds. Scandal does what? It sells.
Yeah, controversy. I'm going to quote a line from a video game that I was in. Controversy creates cash. and it does. It does. People don't tune into the news to hear, hey, everything was great today. Nothing happened. They tune into the news to see
everything that falls off the table of normal is news.
Well, right? And none of that. And social media is even worse.
Yeah, very much so.
And so here is Bravo's. They're currently not in production. They said, quote, we really have not made decisions about what to do with her. And we're discussing it all the time and trying to figure out what the best course of action moving forward.
I think they're negotiating for a camera in the prison on her.
Well, here's the deal. You know what it would be? Automatic, you're out. And they're going, crud, we got really good ratings with this, especially during the time period when she was arrested. I bet you their ratings skyrocketed.
So if you were to translate that press release, what did it say? We really haven't made a decision as to what to do. Subtext, because it's a no-brainer. We're keeping this because look at our ratings as a result of this.
Yes. Oh, the ratings.
Yeah, no, they have precedent because Teresa Giudice of New Jersey, she went to prison for one full year, and then she returned to that franchise. So I think that they're struggling a little bit with differential treatment, that it maybe... Do we want to wait 6.5 years or six
That's
years
a long
to
time.
Get out, right?
That's a long
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So I see she's going to be replaced, but she may come back.
I think they're wondering how to keep the cash cow mooing. How do we keep the cow mooing?
Well, no, this is money. Salt Lake City.
Housewives is one of the biggest franchises, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know what's funny? You know where the idea came from?
Where?
It came from one of the the OGs, we call them.
What's OG?
Like old gals or old, you know, one of the first housewives of Orange County. Her son actually had played this to Bravo about doing it for the high school that he was in and doing like real high school students. And they're like, heck no, we want your mom. And that's how it started.
Really?
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
We want your mom. Okay.
But in Salt Lake City, I mean, the draw of that escapes me. It's just the same drama in every city, isn't it? I mean, same thing.
No. Very different. Very different cultures. Like Atlanta is
way different.
Totally different.
Well, sure.
You know, and New York is actually the most popular franchise. And the way they live is so much different than we do in California. Everything's so close. Proximity,
well, they talk about the LDS church. I mean, I'm not getting it, but they do talk about the church. I know that
in Utah,
culture there a little bit. They bring
right.
that up, and
sure,
for them, that's interesting. But it comes down to, I know the some former coaches at universities there. Their brothers are married to these wives. It's all intertwined, and so it's. I have a little more kind of know what's going on because I know some people who know some people who know some people.
Kind of family drama, you think, in a sense?
Is yeah, it's kind of, I say it's yep. more family-type drama, but it sure
friend,
cares.
Friend and family. Friend first, because the housewives have their own
friendships. Are we beating this thing to death still? Keep going. Let's keep going.
Well, it comes down to this in the entertainment industry. What creates a compelling story? What creates a compelling story?
Yep,
and when
right.
you have this kind of
real-life drama,
regardless of where it is, the stories are compelling, and people are going to tune in, except me and Fred. Now, Fred has once, but I didn't inhale. So, you know, we'll see.
I didn't inhale.
My new favorite show is Ice Road Truckers. I love that show.
Wow. That is awesome.
You talk about drama. Oh, boy.
You really are stupid low.
Will the truck make it over the ice?
In the Bering Sea.
It's the same thing. Drive the truck over ice. Drive
exactly.
Again, over eyes.
Yeah.
Then there's
same
that
thing.
Lady that's the truck driver that's the really cool one. We'll be back, hour two. We're going to talk about Scott Peterson. We have another case or no case, most expensive lawsuits of 2022, and more about Rust. We'll be back.
All next on Radio Law Talk. Remember, we'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour on many local radio stations, and failing that, always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll see you either place. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.